June the 5th marks 56 years since Israel occupied the last remaining Palestinian lands. Since then, illegal settlements have been expanding throughout the occupied West Bank, changing the landscape. Al Jazeera's Nida Ibrahim and Willem Marx travel to the occupied West Bank around the area to show how two similar journeys can be so different.
We're here at the town of Bir Nabala, and as we're trying to go to Arram, as you can see, Israel has built a separation wall that blocked the road for Palestinians. We have a Palestinian dedicated app that shows the route that Palestinians can take when they want to go from one place to another. Let's go.
We're starting outside a settlement called Itamar, heading to another one called Ariel, both of them illegal under international law. These roads are smooth, they're new, they're primarily designed for settlers in the occupied West Bank, but the Israeli government's spending around a quarter of its entire transportation budget on roads here.
And here, there's an Israeli road that can only be used by Israelis. It's becoming really, really hard for Palestinians to be able to have control over their time. Everything is unpredictable. You might have roadblocks, checkpoints, settler attacks.
Along so many of these roads that have been primarily built for settlers, there are sometimes dozens of military checkpoints put in place to protect those settlers traveling from A to B.
This is one of the notorious roads for Palestinians. They usually get stuck here for hours and hours because at the end of this road, there is the Qalandia checkpoint that is the main link between Ramallah and Jerusalem. We cannot go there. Only yellow-plated cars can go inside. Only Palestinians who have permits, and even if they have permits, they cannot drive their cars inside. They have to go in walking. And there's a bottleneck that makes this traffic. And it shows really here how politics control the smallest details of Palestinians' lives.
Here we are, arriving at a settlement. Hey, how are you?
You are a tourist, what are you?
I'm a journalist.
Journalist? From where?
London.
London. You have permission for that or something?
GPO card?
You have an Israeli ID? Can I see it? Okay.
Toda, thank you.
Thank you. Have a nice ride.
Thanks. So that's the first time we've been checked on this entire journey, just as we get to our destination.
So we're here at the opposite side of where we started. 50 to 55 minutes it took us to get here.
It's already a huge settlement, but as you can see, there are no signs that building is stopping anytime soon.